Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Diva of Duels weekly podcast. This is Anna sitting in for the Diva, and we have Marianne.
Hi, everyone.
I think.
Yes. Hello.
Hello. And,
hi.
Hello.
Yeah.
Let's see. You can find the Diva of Duel on iTunes, on Twitter at Diva of Duel. And on Facebook, and let's have a blog, and then divaofduel.com. And then, Marianne, where can people find you on Twitter?
I am at mama_hooch on Twitter.
Alrighty. And you can find me at coffeehooch on Twitter. And let's give a shout out to our friends Bob and Amy Hapka. They're on Twitter at Bob Hapka, at Amy Hapka. We also like to give a shout out to at Lauren Coslow's Twitter, and at Teo Penglis, and at Kilt Trip USA for Ian Buchanan. And did I cover everything, I think?
Yeah, good enough. We pimped everybody, I guess.
we're professional pimpers.
So
I was trying to catch up. I was several episodes behind. I did watch several, but I'm still behind. But lots of stuff happening in Salem. We didn't have a show last week, so.
We missed a couple weeks. We were off a week, so
all
run together here.
I don't know if you want to. I don't know.
Where should we start out? No, we can start with Sammy returning. You know, the whole big Will story.
Oh yeah, that was a big deal.
All my weeks run together, but I think she came back last week. I don't know, or the week before that. I'm not even sure. Did we talk about Sammy?
I'm trying to think. She showed up on a Friday episode. I'm not sure which one.
Yeah, the Friday probably before the last one we did, where John and Paul were going to dig up the grave, and she stopped them.
She calls the police. She calls rape.
Yeah.
To come arrest them.
But I don't think he really did. They just calmed them all down. And because they really didn't do anything, I guess. And then she had the heart-to-heart with Lucas at the grave site. Yeah, that was kind of emotional
And they reshot the morgue scene with the Chandler Massey. Because remember when Will originally died, Guy Wilson had taken over the role. So they reshot that, and suddenly Lucas had a mustache or maybe a goatee this time around.
Yes, I know.
It was so, oh my gosh, it was so emotional.
Right.
And, you know, I didn't even mind that, you know, she hugs, you know, she gets rid of John and, you know, Paul beat a path out of there when Rafe's like, okay, why don't you guys just go home? And so I'm kind of glad I know you hate Rafe and I'm not that fond of him except for when he's with Kate. But I actually did like the Sammy and Rafe moment there.
He said, if you need anything,
if you need a ride somewhere, you know, it's like, so I thought that was neat. And then it was really sweet, the scenes at the graveside that Lucas and Sammy had. And then later, you know, they had flashbacks to the redone morgue scenes. But yeah, those
right.
were all very poignant. And I loved how, I mean, you really, when you're watching a show now, you really do feel like the people who are writing it understand the history, you know, which is nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. And it was like Sammy never left. It's like, there she is.
I know.
She's back. And it's kind of like, she kind of just like fit right in, you know, she's ranting and raving and screaming and yelling, just like Sammy, you know, like the whole thing. She wants answers about my son and blah, blah, blah. And then,
which is all normal and natural, but it's Sammy's way of doing things. But
Sammy's way
it.
Of
I mean,
doing
I,
things that, you know, come into play like later on in the show.
Yeah.
Because we found out, well, actually it was Andre that found out about Dr. Rolf with his, you know, connections. And he more or less came and told Kate and told, they didn't tell Sammy right away. Because Kate was the one that didn't want him to go after it himself. She wanted him to tell Hope. I don't know if we discussed that the other week.
Yeah.
And so it was so nice because he actually, like, Kate was concerned about him and concerned for his safety. And he actually listened to Kate and did what Kate asked him to do. Yes.
Oh.
There.
That's
so
nice. That's refreshing.
He went and told Hope, you know, that Rolf was at this hotel. So, you know, Hope's going to find Dr. Rolf. In the meantime, Sammy comes storming into the Demira mansion demanding answers. So finally, Andre and Kate tell Sammy about where Dr. Rolf is. So right when Hope to arrest him, Sammy comes bursting in. I don't know if you saw that part and grabs Hope's
no,
gun.
No, I didn't get to see it.
Yeah, she grabs Hope's gun off of her.
Oh, my gosh.
And points the gun at him and is threatening to, you know, you better tell me right now. And is Will still alive? And what did you do? And, you know, Rolf's like, you know, like shocked to see her. Oh, Sammy, you know, he gets a little, you know, snarky with her and stuff. And so he's not going to tell her. And then he finally does say that he was actually there in the morgue. And he was, and it showed this doctor coming in to do the examination. And it was him and all his, and has like his face is all covered and everything with the doctor surgical stuff. And he said, yeah, I was there. And it showed him taking something and like shoving it into Will's chest. So that's all that we saw. We didn't get a full explanation of how he brought Will back to life. And they said, well, was this under Stefano's orders? And no, there's somebody else, you know. So then right before he can say anything to Sammy, he takes a cyanide pill, you know, that killed, and it poisoned him, and he died. So Dr. Rolf's already dead. Now, my question is, can he bring himself back to life? You know,
that's right. Maybe
other people.
Maybe
I just thought it was funny. It's so funny because here he is. You know, he's dead, but yet he brings all these people back to life, and then he dies. So of course they need to get answers, and so they're trying to get on. They have his tablets there. So JJ and Lonnie are trying to get into, and here they find that he's somewhere in Memphis, and. So
that,
Sammy
that
finds
Will
this out.
Will is somewhere in Memphis? Wait.
No, not Will. The guy that's paying. He's getting all these different bank accounts, and money's being deposited. And this person of interest is in. They traced him to Memphis, to this motel in Memphis. The guy that's supposedly supposed to have been helping Dr. Rolf.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, not Will.
Okay.
But it's just the next step in the. So finally John and Marlena, Sonny and Paul and Sammy all go to Memphis, and that was kind of how we ended, I think, on Friday, that it's in like a spooky house. Yeah. You know, Halloween, all decorated for Halloween and stuff.
Oh yeah.
So that's kind of where they stand for. And there were some good scenes too with this whole thing with the, of course, Hope arrests Sammy for taking her gun. Because Sammy was out of control, but she's still pissed. So she's sitting in jail. Roman gets the call that he had been talking to Eric, and he gets the call that Sammy's, and he looks and he goes, well, your sister's in trouble. She just got arrested. And then Marlena comes in, Marlena bails Sammy out, and her and Hope are, you know, She's all upset. And then there was a scene, I don't know, did you see the scene with Rafe and Hope? That was some kind of intense stuff where Rafe was questioning Hope, and he says he was more or less defending Sammy. Oh, and it was like Hope was like, all right, who are we engaged to now, Sammy or Hope? And that's what I'm thinking, the way Rafe was.
Well, see.
Yeah, he was.
Well, see, even noticed when Rafe first met up with Sammy to clear up the grave digging situation, I almost felt like he was kind of like glad she was back and like ready to ditch Hope or something. Is the way he was acting.
Well, he was defending Sammy and saying that Hope was being too hard on her, and Hope says you're questioning me again, and then he went there. He said, well, what if it was Zach? What would you? And she said, you just did not go there, did you? You know, and then he says, oh, I'm sorry. I'm there. Wait a minute. It sounded like here's Rafe defending Sammy and more concerned about Sammy. And like, so, but they kind of worked it out. But then Sammy was arguing with Hope, said the same thing to her. Well, what if it was Zach?
Oh, my God.
And then Hope said, I understand, Sammy. Yes, I probably would have done the same. I would do the same thing if there was any chance of Zach being alive.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, I said, they keep saying that. Does that mean Hope or not, if they're going to go there or not?
Somehow?
Yeah, I don't know. But they can't. But they, I don't know if it was just made as a point to try to get her to see. Well, like she said, like Rafe, she told Rafe, well, first you're telling me that I was too easy on JJ by letting him go, so, you know, letting him off the hook so easy. And now you're telling me I'm being too hard on Sammy. It's like she can't win. Yeah, so that was an interesting conversation between the two of them. So,
that's the whole
storyline. Yeah, so I don't know if you know of anything else to add to that storyline that's going on.
No.
Yeah, and I, Will's alive, sooner or later we're going to find him. Yeah, they're going to find him, of course.
Of course.
It's interesting to still see how they explain, like, who's behind it. You know, it's not Stefano.
Right.
So I don't know. One of the DeMeros coming back.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
You know?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you saw spoilers out there that Eileen Davin's supposed to be coming back as Susan Banks.
Okay.
And so whether she'll come back as both, you know, Kristen and Susan, but I did see something out there. I don't know if that's for sure or whatever. Yeah. So that's where we're on that storyline. So can you think of another one? You want to?
I had like 3 weeks worth of episodes and I watched like 1 week and then I fast forwarded to go back and rewatch some of it from the last week. So I didn't get to this week yet. But
Well, we had the whole Brady, Eric, and Nicole fiasco.
Oh, yeah. Where the week before, Brady had forced her to break up with him, break his heart.
Right.
Yeah. Break Eric's heart. So basically the way the deal is that Brady, from what I understand, Brady is basically like, okay, you're either going to spend your life, the rest of your life in jail, childless and loveless, or you can go break Eric's heart and beat sand out of here with Holly.
Right, and I will turn you in. And now here's where the writers are not following history, and a very short history, because he's threatening Nicole to go to the police with Deimos, and you killed Deimos and Cole. Well, Nicole was drugged just like everybody else, and she could have used that defense because even when Sonny was arrested, Justin kept saying, even if it's true, everybody was, Nicole was at the time, and he was threatening her. And in the way it happened, it could have been considered self-defense, too, if you remember the way it happened.
Yeah.
And it's like,
twisted,
and he completely forgot. And I have to say, I tweeted something. I said, what a lame story, a lame story with the way Nicole and how she left. It was kind of lame. And I said, they totally forgot about the being drugged. So she probably could have taken her, she probably would have gotten off. And I said, at fans don't forget. And I actually got a favorite from Greg Vaughn.
Oh,
like a favorite. He liked it on Twitter. Liked my tweet about that.
Neat.
I'm there. Oh, because I usually don't get a because I put him in that. You know, I put him. I was saying how good it was, but it was still a lame storyline. The way and the Cole Jackson, and I got a like from him, and it's like, oh, thank you, Greg. So, I think he might have agreed with that too. You know, so.
Yeah, well,
but
Dina
anyway,
Carey will be happy to know that I did finally get to watch the scenes where Eric and Nicole, you know, reconsummate their relationship. But heartbreaking for them. But you know, the thing of it is, I don't like the way they were writing Nicole at the end because maybe they had to make changes real quick because she was leaving.
It was too quick.
But it really ticked me off because. She had made so much progress as a character, and granted, she's always going to get herself in trouble, but she had made such growth. And then to do that to Brady, no wonder he's mad, but I mean, the way she handled it and everything.
And you can't blame Brady in a way.
It's complete and utter selfishness. And yeah, I mean, you could say, oh, well, Brady was being a jerk or whatever, but no, sorry, you know, full stop. No. Nicole and Eric, I mean, they really did not do the right thing. I mean, if they really needed to be together and be in love, were in love, well, they needed to handle it the right way. I mean, that is his brother, you know, his half-brother, whatever.
Right,
so,
step-brother. And it happened so fast.
So,
the one minute she couldn't stand Eric, and she was so in love with Brady, and it just happened.
Yeah.
Oh, as soon as she found out.
I think it's because they were – I think they were writing her out, and they just figured that would be a way to do it.
Well,
but, I mean,
you could tell it was
how to
be hurried up.
The other thing that really pissed me off is how, at the end, with her leaving, Bricole ends up hating each other. And that's never the way Bricole fans would have wanted that to end. And so that's another reason I'm pissed off.
Yeah, there's
you know?
Other ways that they could have done it, I guess. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But they
yeah.
did leave it open for her to come back because she said she
of
will
course.
Be back.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole walked away
uh-huh.
and she says, I will be back.
Uh-huh.
So you could see that she will, you know, that she will be back. But, Brady has just been – but Brady is still underneath and underlying. He's feeling bad about it. But Victor's just egging him on, man. He's there, good job, you know. It's like, why are you feeling guilty about it? Nicole's out of your life. Like, this is a victory for Victor, you know. And he's more or less, oh, Brady, he says, you're getting to be more like me. I didn't think you wanted to be like me, you know. So there were some good scenes. And then there was the big fight with Victor, Eric and Brady. I don't know if you saw that. You have to watch that. Eric.
Oh, I'll watch
Eric's
all of it.
Figure,
I just didn't get to.
Yeah, and about that whole Eric and Nicole thing, it's all because of Chloe. Damn, Chloe is the one that bobbed her mouth off and caused all the trouble, you know. But anyway, so Brady figured it out. He even talked to Marlena. He was talking to Sammy because Sammy came to see him. They celebrated their birthday. And he says, Brady did something. Brady said something or is holding something against Nicole. He, you know, because it all changed after she went to see Brady. So he went to confront Brady. And they had a knockdown, drag-out fight.
Epic.
Yes.
Epic.
I mean, all over the furniture was like the Kiriakis mansion. They were breaking everything until Victor comes in and he's yelling, got it, get out of here. This is my house. You know, finally they stop. But it's like, little poor old Victor, he can't don't get in between them, Vic, you know, but they did finally stop. And then Eric had hurt his hand before when he was up. Oh, and then before that, when Nicole broke up with him, he trashed the whole farm thing. He was just in a rage, throwing things. And then he messed his hand up. And in the meantime, Nicole had run into Jennifer after she had told Eric.
Oh dear.
And said, please go check on him. So, of course, Jennifer's now back in Eric's orbit.
Mm-hmm.
So she comes. She took care of him.
We
kind of
like them together.
Yeah, I kind of like them together before the whole – yeah, I kind of – so I think they're starting that friendship thing back again. And she convinces him to come back to Salem, that he's still needed at the Horton Center. So he comes back. And but that's the whole thing with – but there are some good scenes, good – you know, with Eric and Brady and Brady and Cole.
The parts I saw so far were really good. I just hadn't had a chance to watch them yet. But it was really like I was watching it going, man, this is so good. You know.
Yeah. It was.
So
it's like
better.
Two soap opera angst for sure. You know, between the. But Nicole had to give up, and yeah. But so yeah, that was a good story.
Well,
now where
I wonder too, are they going to sore ass Holly when she comes back and all that? You know, like, you know, she's taking the baby with her, so it's like
probably
I
wouldn't doubt. And we haven't seen Tate for a while too, so I'm sure that because they're about the same age. He's a few years older than her. But and then of course Chloe comes to, you know, Brady, and she comes to pay Brady. She gives Brady a check. She's paying him, starting to pay him back. He says, don't worry about it. She all feeling bad about Nicole, and so I don't know. And then I had read somewhere that they're going. Chloe and Lucas too are going to get closer.
Yeah.
And of course Justin and Adrian are going to get back together too. Yeah, that whole storyline with Bonnie being exposed.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you can go with that because I saw a little bit of it, but I didn't get to see it.
Yeah. Of course, she comes down in that white. Oh, actually, Judy Evans looked great in that white dress. I mean, split down the legs, split down the boobs. I mean, here's the thing. You know, didn't she just have a mastectomy? Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Okay, they couldn't figure that one out.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously Justin hadn't slept with her yet because Justin still didn't figure it out. No. Okay. Well, whatever. I don't know if they kind of glazed past that. But they brought that up again when they were trying to figure out to prove that, you know, Adrian was Adrian in the thing. But here in the meantime, they were getting all the wedding plan. Of course, Sheila was going to do she was going to do the officiant. She was going to be doing that. But here all along, it was a setup. You know, she signed the papers over and all that. Well, here Victor had told Maggie and Justin what was going on. So so they knew. So he never did end up, was never going to marry her. So that threat about Deimos, Victor went ahead and told Justin, told Maggie about it, and here somehow Justin, they said they neutralized Xander, and Bonnie goes, you mean you offed him? And they said no, something, they got him out of the country or something, Justin took care of it or something, so Xander can't say that, so nobody's going to come forth and say anything. So Victor got out of marrying Bonnie, but at that point they still didn't know that it was Bonnie, but Steve figured it out. Steve and Kayla just kept going. They had this conversation. They kept going on and on. They started like, here's when it started, and she did this, and she calls me Pat. She calls me, you know, she's just never been herself. And they kept, and they'd always keep saying, she's just like another person. And he said, wait a minute. The whole Hattie Marlena thing popped into his head, and he thinks, that isn't Adrian. That's, you know, and somehow they must have realized that it's Bonnie. So they must have here's the thing. Didn't they know that Adrian and Bonnie looked alike? They never really went there. But then Steve kind of brought up and said, now I remember Bonnie Lockhart. That's who it is. And they went, and they actually brought up Mimi. Mimi was brought up.
Oh, wow.
Mimi's name. Yeah, that was an old name back from the blast from the past. So Steve rushes over to the Kuraka mansion and confronts Bonnie. And so then, but somehow in all this, I can't even remember, Bonnie gets away. Brady goes running after her, but Brady lost her. So Bonnie's, you know, out there, they still haven't recaptured her. In the meantime, they all go to the prison to try to convince the warden that that's Adrian. And I don't know if you've seen Judy Evans, but she's playing the part real good. I mean, she doesn't have makeup on. Her hair is a mess.
I know.
She's just plain. Just plain. And then, she still looks good. But, and then Bonnie's all dressed in makeup to the hilt and, you know, the hair and everything. And the contrast between the two. So, of course, the warden's not believing this whole story of this double, and you have to prove that that's Adrian. They said, well, okay, we'll do fingerprints. well, we don't have fingerprints here. We don't do that. We can't do that here. And so they finally figure, well, then let's do DNA. So they take DNA from Steve and DNA from Adrian. And then Kayla says, well, I know medical records. Adrian just had a mastectomy. Bonnie was in here the whole time, and that she couldn't have possibly. So they were going to get the records from that. And so it took a while, but finally they released her. And she was back, and she went to see Sonny. And and when Justin came, she said, Justin, you saved me. And they had this big, long kiss, you know.
Oh.
So actually, it was your brother that figured it out, not your ex-husband.
Yeah.
So
Justin's going to take credit for it, though. Oh.
Yeah. So that was that storyline. So I don't know what they're going to do. Oh, and Hattie was still in prison. She was still in prison, but she kind of helped, too. She kind of told the whole story.
Yes,
you know
I
what I mean?
It.
Yeah. So I don't know. To see her get out and get
it,
with Roman.
Yeah,
I think that would be good.
I love Hattie. I just love that character. I just love.
I do too.
Playing that character.
Yeah, and I wouldn't even mean seeing Bonnie again and like bring Bart back. Bart and Bonnie. Then somebody said, wouldn't Bonnie and Clyde Weston?
Oh my God!
You know the whole Bonnie and Clyde thing. They would make
a,
and actually they would probably make a good couple. You know, Bonnie and Clyde.
Ooh, and you know when James Reed came back for the you know when Kate went to the prison to talk to him about Will. Oh, he's he's a good looking man. I'm telling you, that James Reed.
Yeah.
It's a shame we had to lose him. I mean, it's neat that he's willing to come back and do, you know, do appearances again, you know, because he's come back a few times, and I like that he's,
I still remember him from North and the South. Shot him back then.
But he's just really, I really like him. So,
I love how they bring the characters back, you know, how Ben Weston came back.
Yeah,
I mean, Ben and
the nice
Clyde.
Thing is, what's really cool about it that I like is that they're bringing characters back, but it's not like they're taking over the show for months. Like, one of the reasons I couldn't stand Kristen was that I didn't watch it during the era that Kristen was on to begin with, but also, you know, I'd watched it before, and then I stopped watching for a decade or plus, and then started watching again. And so I was never a Kristen fan to begin with, but when she came back, especially when she was involved with Brady that whole time, and you know, and raped Eric and did the video and all, I mean, she was on almost every flipping day for like the extent for the period of time that she had her was on contract, and I'm just like, that's not the way to do it. You know, it's like, I like the way they're doing it now because they're referring to characters. See, it used to be, it seems like they were afraid that if they mentioned the character that had been on at one point, that would mean they were coming back, you know? So they would deliberately act like that person didn't exist half the time, or, oh, they're in Africa doing a charitable work or whatever, you know? Right. And I like the way they're mentioning and interweaving, you know, bringing back even for a short period of time, for short appearances, or short story arcs or whatever, some of these characters that we have loved in the past, you know, it's not that they have to come back and be permanent, except for people like Tao, Andre, whoever.
Oh, yeah, we'll have to talk
that,
about
Andre,
too, and Kate.
Yeah.
So that's another whole, that's another story thing. And I think it was last week.
I got to ask you something before I forget. What was the deal with Sammy kissing Chad?
Oh, well, she came in and kissed Chad, and she knew Abigail was standing in the way, okay? So she's kissing Chad, and Abigail walks in. It was a whole, and I forgot about that. It's the whole, I got you back, I kissed your husband, you had an affair with mine.
Oh, that,
remember?
Okay.
Abigail,
and
Abigail looks in and she's standing there. Okay, okay, Sammy. Yeah, I know. Payback. And Chad has this look on his face like, what the hell just happened?
He doesn't know what just happened. Okay,
yeah, she just grabbed him and gave him this big kiss on him.
But see, that's a creative way of bringing history, too. That's great.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Like,
and then they
the
referred to that.
On?
And there was a little, you could tell a little tension between Abby and Sammy.
That's
you know,
good.
That's the brothers. You
they
know.
Didn't just make nice, you know.
Right, right. And then, of course, then Andre was there, and, of course, he was saying, about, oh, then Andre walks in and sees Sammy, and the sparks are flying there between them two. So it's like a little snark back and forth. I'm there, oh, this is good. I'm thinking Teo and Allie had a good time doing this. So
yeah,
anyway, so then Andre just gets pissed at her because I don't know what he says. And because he has the connections with Rolf, he says, I don't need this. I don't need this. And so I'm not going to help, you know. So he's refusing to help Sammy find Will by getting in contact with Dr. Ralph and Rolf. And as he's walking out, Abigail just says, Andre, and he stops. And he turns around and he looks at her with his head down. And she says, no. And so she convinces him, of course, he's going to. You know, he overreacted. Yes, he's going to help.
Uh-huh.
It was like, he just
he's
melts.
Putty in
like,
her hand.
He gets, yes, he is. He's like a little squishy ball. Like, she can just do and mold him, whatever, and he just does whatever. And I just love that relationship that Andre has with Abigail.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that was fun. And then there was another good scene, I don't know if you saw, with Kate and Andre when she was all. She was all upset about Will. Yeah. You'll have to see that. She was like, they were talking about Will, and she was all upset. And he's sitting there listening to him. He says, real simple. He goes, tell me about Will. Tell me all about Will. And she's telling him all the things that, like, she liked about Will and what they did together and what kind of kid he was and the relationship that they had, and she's crying, and of course he wipes her tears again, and he sits down and she puts her head on his shoulder, and it's like, you know, and she said, I'm sorry. And he says, well, this is what husbands are for, isn't it? And I'm there, he's comforting her, you know, and listening to her, and said, So there were some good scenes like that. And then he gets this little, and then he's hugging her, and he gets this little sly look on his face, like, somewhere here. I'm just going to divide my time. It was just the look on his face was like, okay, this is working.
Yeah,
there's still some, like, he was being sincere, but there was still some, like, little naughtiness and some little ulterior, you know, something else going on in his head, you know. So it was good. That was a good scene. And then they had another scene where, of course, they're starting to throw Andre under the bus again. Because here Chad and Kate were talking. And every time Kate goes to make this deal, these deals for Damara, somebody is one step ahead of her and gets the deal, like some other company, and they think it's an inside job. And Chad says,
do you think it's
Andre.
Lucas? Because Lucas had offered Brady if he gave him a job to.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, they think it's Andre. They say, well, Andre. But Kate then defends Andre. Chad's the one that brings up Andre, and he says, well, it could be Andre. You know, Andre. I love my brother, but you can't trust him. You know, it could be him. And Kate says, oh, I don't know. He's changing. I don't think so. But then Chad's trying to convince Kate, well, we better watch him. So she says, yeah, I guess you're right. I'm there. Okay, why are they blaming Andre? It's like, and from what I read in the spoilers, that there's going to be things that make him look guilty, but then it's going to come down to that it really wasn't him. It isn't him. So I don't know. So I don't know what's going on in that storyline, but that's something, I guess, that's coming up in the story. But you can tell Kate and Andre are getting closer right now.
Good.
A bit, so, which is... Hey. Kind of fun to see. Yeah. So that's always fun watching them.
I love them.
And then there was one other thing of course we have Eli and Gabby, and we found about the new relation we found about the relationship with him and Sheila. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, what's the deal? What's the deal with that?
They were seeing and Abigail, and finally Gabby said, what's going on with them? Well, here when they were he grew up with Sheila and her brother back in Baltimore.
Okay.
I guess I remember. Okay. So
okay.
they grew up, and I guess he, where it's at this part, I guess they kind of went the other way. You know, they were still tight, but they kind of got into drugs and all that. And then he got in with the FBI and he went into this party that they were at, and he more or less went undercover and went against them and had them arrested. And he says, those were my best friends growing up. And he says, I basically kind of threw them under the bus because he got like a, he got this good citation or whatever, you know what I mean? And he more or less furthered his career using them. And then her brother died in prison then. The brother died then in prison, and she blamed him. And yeah, so that was the whole thing that he explained to Gabby.
Awesome.
And then Sheila came to him because now she's afraid, now she's in trouble. And I guess he's going to try to help her because now she's afraid
and
she's in trouble because of the whole Bonnie thing. With the whole Bonnie thing, because she was kind of helping Bonnie. You know, she knew about it.
Yeah.
Remember, she was the one that was helping Bonnie because she was trying to get the money. She was trying to get money from Bonnie, who Bonnie was trying to get it from Victor by getting married to Victor. So so I don't know where that's going. But I kind of like that girl that plays Sheila. I guess she's a singer, I guess. Kind of singer. Yeah.
I think from TLC. So, yeah, I like her. I like
TLC,
her.
Yeah.
She's fun. She's
funny. So we have Gabby and Eli now, kind of getting closer again. So that storyline. And
Gabby needs to take his shirt off more often.
She needs to
make sure he's shirtless as much as possible.
Yes. I'm hoping he's at Day of Days. So I'm hoping he is, though. So.
I bet he'll be requested to take his shirt off, and that Brian DeTillo will be like, wait a minute, they always ask
to
do that. Brian can take his off, too, though. I'd be happy with that, too.
Yeah.
Let's see, I'm trying to think. Let me bring Jen on here real quick.
Okay.
Nope, trying to. There we go. Hey, lady.
Hey, Jen.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. What are your thoughts?
Do
you like the way they're pulling in history?
Yes, I really do.
It's really impressive, actually.
I want Chloe and Jennifer to fight over Eric and leave Brady to be alone. He deserves to be alone.
Yeah. I don't know. It kind of looks like they're doing the whole the Jen, Eric, and maybe Chloe. I heard about Chloe and Lucas, too. So
I can go with that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know.
When I first heard that, I wasn't too fond of the idea, but now I like the way – it's like every time Chloe comes back, they switch how they play her, you know, or how they write her. This time I really like her. She's feisty. I love her story with
Julie.
Yeah,
I do like her better now.
I love the whole – the club, you know, and she's, like, not going to, you know, step aside and let – Julie
run things.
Because partners.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Oh, before I forget, Eve came back to town. That's how it ended Friday. Eve came back because they were Victor and Brady were burying Deimos, finally burying the body, and she's back. And the spoiler is she's Mrs. Deimos Kyriakos. She married Deimos.
Before he died. What did she have to do with Deimos? Okay.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
They so bring
weird.
Him back. Him and Eve would be the perfect couple.
Oh, yeah. Then I kept thinking, Eve, if Deimos is still dead, maybe Eve and Brady. Wasn't she kind of after him at one point there back? Kind of like him.
I don't know.
I thought
you did.
Huh? What?
I thought she was after Justin.
She was with Justin there for a while too, yeah. But anyway, she's back, so be interesting, so.
Oh, I hear Melissa Archer is going to be back for that Halloween thing.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a special Halloween show. And so is True O'Brien,
is that
I think,
Serena?
Too.
Oh,
Serena
and
Paige.
Ghost. Oh, yeah.
I think.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And Deimos is, too, I think.
Oh, good.
Think kind of, I think. Did I think I read that? I think. Vincent is, too, I think.
You know, if they make him alive, Brady can't stop Nicole from coming back.
Yeah. that would be a way for Nicole to come back, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, it could happen. They, you know, bringing everybody back from the dead.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think Vincent Isley and Cassie DePiva would be a really good couple together. They could be like a power.
Yeah, they would be.
I don't know. I prefer the power couple to be Andre and, you know.
Well, they could have two going at each
Andre
other.
Yeah.
The mayor versus Kiriakis. Yeah.
That's true.
Which would be. Yeah.
Anything? Huh?
Is Sammy out of jail? I didn't get to see this week's either. Or is she still
You didn't see jail. Is she still what?
Is she out of jail? Is Sammy out of jail?
Yeah, Sammy's out of jail. Marlena bailed her out.
Yeah. I would have left her there.
And she came out ranting and raving and saying she was going to, you know, because Hope wanted her to stay out of the investigation of finding Will. Of course, she knows she's not going to. So,
yeah.
So I don't know how she's only on for so long, right? She's not back permanently.
Thankfully.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see, I feel the way about Sammy that you guys do about Kristen. She eats up the show.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, she can. Yeah. It's all about Sammy.
I've had a few people tell me they're already sick of Sammy, but I don't know. I guess because, I mean, since I was behind and I was trying to catch up, I loved having her back so far. But,
I know it's just temporary, but...
I know, it's funny, it's like, it just feels like so comfortable having her back and her being Sammy, and I loved her scenes with Marlena and stuff, and just,
And with
Eric,
Yeah,
it's just nice to see her.
Okay. But take the scene when she's all mad at digging up her son's grave. Now, if the shoe was on the other foot, she'd be the first one with a shovel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you would think she'd want answers.
Didn't she? Yeah, of course.
Yeah. You would think if she wants to know if her son is alive, that would be the way to do it, is dig it up and see if he's in there. Yeah. So I can understand why she was, why you're upset. So I guess Sonny's going to have to make a decision when they find Will.
Yep.
Will or Sonny. Because Adrian more or less said that to him. What are you going to do if they do find Will? So I don't think he kind of figured that out yet.
Now, is Will back permanently?
I think so, but I don't know.
Yeah.
That's the thing, whether he's going to go back with, they're going to put Sonny and Will back together or not. I don't know.
Well, yeah, there's that whole dynamic with Paul and Sonny and all that.
Well,
so. But that just gives them a story, you know.
Yeah.
It will make it interesting. And also keep in mind that that Chandler Massey's will is going to throw a whole new chemistry into the situation because, you know, Paul wasn't a part of the equation when he was on. So he didn't come on until after Guy Wilson was playing the part. So.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So anyway. But I don't know. It'll be interesting. So I can't think of anything else, unfortunately, because I didn't get to see it this week. But
yeah, I'm trying to think what else was on. Oh, we had a little bit of Theo and Claire, but it's like,
I know.
We could just fast forward through that one.
Yeah.
Well, I just heard down the line. Of course, you know it's going to be Tripp and Claire, and Theo.
When does the new Sierra show up? I wonder.
I don't know.
Should be showing
that,
up soon.
Yeah. And I. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then there was a thing out, like a preview, big thing from Raw.
Uh-huh.
And one of is the storyline with JJ, and he just does something somehow. I think this Theo gets. I don't know if he gets shot, but something that leads to paralysis or something.
Right.
So I don't know. There's something coming down the road. It's this with storyline with JJ. There's some different
now
things.
Are they recasting Theo or is he leaving?
I don't know. That I know that the actor's leaving, but I don't know if the character necessarily is.
Yeah.
Because I like him.
He's the only one of the youngest that I really like.
Yeah.
I
like Tripp though.
Yeah, I like Tripp too. I'm bummed that the kid to play Steve is leaving. So well, I can't. I'm sorry, I don't have anything else to add at this point.
We covered all the storylines, I think. I don't know.
Okay.
That's the ones that's going on now, anyway.
All righty. Yeah. Okay. Well, we can.
All right.
We can wrap then until next week, and I'll try to get more caught up. All right.
Okay. See what happens next week.
Thanks for calling in, Jen.
Yeah.
All right. Good night.
Talk to you later. Bye. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.